World Sport from the BBC with Lee James. Coming up, the former world number one, Marit Safin, bows out of tennis in Paris.
Now I have no time, no schedule, no practices, no nothing. I belong to myself and I have all whole freedom all for me.
Cleveland are looking for revenge when they face Orlando for the first time since their NBA Conference Finals defeat. And Kevin Peterson has joined England's tour in South Africa, but his comeback will have to wait. One of the sport's most colourful characters has bowed out of tennis after defeat in Paris. Marit Safin put on a great performance, but his career came to an end after losing to the US Open champion Juan Martín Del Potro 6-4, 5-7, 6-4 in the second round of the Paris Masters. Our tennis correspondent Jonathan Overend watched the crowd cheer the Russian from the court one last time.
I'm pleased they laid on a little bit of a show here because he's a three-time former champion here at the Paris Masters, Marit Safin. One of those guys who, you know, won't go down as one of the all-time greats of the sport, but a guy who entertained us with his tennis and also with the emotion he showed out there. And, you know, I'm a big Marit Safin fan. He scowls and he stomps around and he might throw his racket and have arguments with the umpire, but I'd much rather see that than, you know, a pale-faced robotic character going about his business every day of the week. He really did wear his heart on his sleeve, Safin. In every single match he played, he won two Grand Slam titles, he reached number one in the world, he hit his final competitive tennis ball in losing to Juan Martín Del Potro. As I said, they laid on a ceremony for him out here. He had a great press conference as well, where there were reporters hanging from the rafters and queuing out of the door. So farewell to Marit Safin. I think tennis will be the poorer without him.
The sport will miss Marit Safin, but what will the Russian do when he wakes up on Thursday morning on his first day as a former tennis player?
I still don't know. I will go with the flow. Now I have no time, no schedule, no practices, no nothing. I belong to myself and I have all freedom all for me. And it depends. Tomorrow I'll wake up and I'll see what I want to do. Because I have some of the friends are here and we're going to decide tonight. We're going to have a talk. A long one, and I'm pretty sure we're going to have something interesting coming out from this. So hopefully it's going to be fun. I've been pretty fair to all the players. Never had an argue with anybody, except a couple of times. But just in general, I've been great to everybody. And I've been, even though that I had a fight with the chair umpires, but at the end of the day, it's just the courts, we can fight, and everything is okay. You apologize, and it's done. And with all the players, I think nobody complained about me. I didn't complain about anybody.
The world number one, Roger Federer, has been knocked out of the Paris Masters. He's been beaten by Julien Benneteau of France in the second round. Federer looked out of sorts, and despite taking the first set, he lost 3-6, 7-6, 6-4. The 15-time Grand Slam champion doesn't have a great record at this tournament and has never been further than the quarterfinals in Paris. While Rafael Nadal had to save five match points at the end of the second set before beating his Spanish compatriot Nicolas Almagro 3-6, 7-6, 7-5 to reach the third round. Next to basketball, later on Wednesday, we can look forward to one of the biggest games of the new NBA season so far, as the Cleveland Cavaliers renew their rivalry with the Orlando Magic. It's the first time the two teams have met since Orlando beat Cleveland in the Eastern Conference Finals last season. The Cavaliers' inability to cope with the Magic's Dwight Howard was partly to blame for that loss. They now have the all-star center Shaquille O'Neal on their team, who's focused on bringing success to the Cavs.
Well, you know, we just have to go and play. You know, we're not, you know, we just got to, you know, stick to our game plan and play. You know, we're not going to double. I'm sure they are going to double. But, you know, we just got to, you know, play hard. My only concern is winning championships. I'm not worried about all that other stuff. You know, I've been there, done that.
LeBron James, the NBA's most valuable player, feels Shaq has made an immediate impact for the Cavs, despite their indifferent start to the season. James believes Orlando will face a team that's getting better with every game.
You know, the seven games that we had so far, we've seen improvement in every game. And we're looking forward to improving on Wednesday.
It should be a fun game. We're going into a hostile environment, which we haven't been successful in a long time. So we look forward to going out there and continuing to get better and helping our chances of becoming the team that we want to be late in the season. And we brought in Shaq for a reason, to try to help our interior presence and help us to become better as a team. So we'll see what happens.
In swimming, the 14 times Olympic gold medalist Michael Phelps finished second in the final of the 200-metre individual medley at the Short Course World Cup in Stockholm. The American once again competed in an old-style suit rather than the current high-tech suit, which will become illegal at the start of next year. And for the third time at the Stockholm meet, he failed to qualify for one of the finals, this time finishing only 11th quickest in the preliminaries for the 100 butterfly. Cricket now, and Kevin Peterson says he's feeling physically and mentally refreshed after joining up with the rest of the England squad in South Africa. The batsman has spent the last 3 months recovering from surgery to his Achilles tendon and admits it's unlikely he'll play in Friday's 2020 international against South Africa, and instead is targeting the one-day series.
It's something that's obviously going to be tough because I haven't played cricket for such a long time, but my head tells me I'm ready. I feel ready. I feel excited. And I'm looking forward to just getting back and playing.
Is there any chance, is there an outside chance that you could feature in either the 2020s at all?
Well, if we have about 7 or 8 injuries, I might. Otherwise, I think Potchefstroom is probably the ideal target for me, but you never know. We'll see.
Mohammed Yusuf will captain Pakistan on their forthcoming Test match tour in New Zealand after Yunus Khan asked for a break from international cricket. The change in captaincy comes after Pakistan lost their one-day series to New Zealand in Abu Dhabi. The 35-year-old Yusuf is the most senior player in the team and has previously led Pakistan in 3 Test matches. In rugby union, Melbourne has been awarded the 15th franchise to join the Southern Hemisphere Super Rugby competition when it expands in 2011. The Southern Australian city was chosen by independent arbiters after the board of SANZAAR, South Africa, New Zealand and Australia Rugby, failed to reach an agreement last month, with a competing bid from South Africa's Southern Kings also in contention. The existing Super 14 competition will be reorganised along a conference system, with 5 teams now in each of the 3 countries. Next to football and the Bolton chairman Phil Gartside's proposal for a 2-tier English Premier League that would include Celtic and Rangers will be discussed at a meeting of Premier League chairmen on Thursday. David Moyes, Harry Redknapp and Martin O'Neill have all told the BBC over the last week they would welcome the Scottish sides and their supporters. But while those managers are in favour of the idea, Stoke City's Peter Coates is among the chairmen that might be harder to convince.
Whatever you say about the Premier League, it's been an enormous success. It's a great product, gets great audiences. It's able to attract large television fees. So you have to say it's very, very successful. And there's no indication that it needs Rangers and Celtic to take it further.
The football community in Germany has been in mourning for the German goalkeeper Robert Enker, who died on Tuesday after committing suicide. A church service held in Hanover was attended by the German national team coach Joachim Löw and captain Michael Ballack, along with many of Enker's former teammates from Hanover 96. Germany have called off their friendly against Chile on Saturday in Cologne as a mark of respect. Alexander Bleich is head of sport at the German radio station NDR.
The German Football Federation announced that this match will be postponed. I think it's a great gesture, because I thought this morning that the Federation would make this match because they probably need the money, around about 5 million euros that they earn out of the television rights, and that they needed to finance the preparation for the World Cup next year in South Africa. But I think it's a gesture of great respect, and there will be, instead of the match on Saturday, there will be a very, very big farewell party in the stadium of Hanover on Sunday, and thousands of fans will be expected to be there.
News of the tributes planned for Robert Enker, who died on Tuesday. BBC Sport.